This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with local news and commentary for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Big news from KPTZ today. The station signed a 19-year lease for its newly constructed studios as part of the Maker Square Arts Campus in Fort Worden State Park. The facility is now in its final construction phase, and plans are to relocate to the new location this summer. The station will relocate from its cramped Mountain View school portable to the larger, better-equipped space into renovated Building 305 that was previously a maintenance facility and is one of the oldest existing buildings on the Fort Worden campus. The new studios will offer additional square footage, expanded office space, acoustically designed on-air and production studios, a performance broadcast studio, a dedicated news studio, and an environmentally controlled engineering room. KPT's renovations were funded by a $1 million capital campaign fund raised in 2019. An announcement from the station board chair Robert Ambrose said the combination of capital investment offsets and tax credits have allowed us to negotiate a favorable and sustainable lease. All this as we celebrate our 10th anniversary on the air as the community station serving Washington's North Olympic Peninsula, offering local information, education, and arts programming to over 50,000 people in the licensed broadcast area and beyond that, streaming online worldwide to connected listeners via kptz.org. After several years of organizing and fundraising by community leaders, we began broadcasting on May 14th, 2011, with continuous 24/7 programming at 91.9 FM and kptz.org. The station is fueled by community support and driven by the commitment of more than 100 dedicated volunteers, yours truly included. Currently, the station is closed to the public in compliance with recommended COVID guidelines. Now that the move is underway, KPTZ plans to reopen its doors publicly and to welcome new volunteers once the new studios and offices are completed. For more information, email contact us at kptz.org. COVID-19 had an active weekend in Jefferson County with 11 new cases and one death, a man in his 60s reported yesterday. It was the first COVID death to occur in the Jefferson Healthcare Hospital and was, remarkably, only the third Jefferson County casualty since the pandemic began. And it's also been an active month. We've clocked in 29 new cases since April 1st, compared to 10 for the entire month of March. 10 cases are now in isolation, with 47 people awaiting test results. Jefferson County reports that 54.9% of its residents have received one dose of the vaccine, and 45.2% are fully immunized, the highest percentage in the state. County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke told the county commissioners yesterday that cases are increasing and the exposure risk is increasing in Washington. In Jefferson, those in the 20 to 49 age range are the fastest growing group for positive cases. He reported that most cases are from household exposure due to work or travel and visitors from out of the area. As for vaccinations, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is currently on hold, but Locke expects that it will be unpaused with recommendations. Jefferson Healthcare canceled two Johnson & Johnson clinics pending the vaccine's reapproval, but plenty of appointments are available for Moderna clinics this Thursday and Friday. As of yesterday, anyone over the age of 16 is cleared to vaccinate. There are no age or demographic obstacles left. You can just do it. Insurance policies cover the vaccine. Those who are not insured need to sign a declaration saying so, and they won't be charged for the vaccine. There are other options. Check your local pharmacy for vaccine availability. And Saturday's vaccine clinic in Chimicum gave out 622 doses, with the morning's injections dedicated to those for second doses, which were about 300. To sign up for this Saturday's clinic in Chimicum, that's April 24th, call 360-344-9791 or online bit.ly/JeffcoVax. To schedule an appointment at the hospital, go to jeffersonhealthcare.org and click on the top yellow banner. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.